And I have my next guest on the phone, Di Bannister, who is the manager and trainer for Crisis Support for Lifeline. Good morning, Di.
Good morning, Christine.
And welcome. I have spoken with you over the years, and I'm looking forward to talking with you this morning with regards to the Lifeline playing an integral part. And we're having a big organised rally on the 29th of November with Raw Hope Rotary Club and 2AFM. And we'd like you to talk about a little bit about what your role will be on that evening.
Yeah, thanks, Christine. Lifeline are very much at the front of looking at domestic and family violence in our community and across Australia. And part of our suite of training, we have what's called DV Alert, which is a frontline workers training that we offer in the community. And what that does, I think, Christine, is gives Lifeline that opportunity to reach out to people who are living in domestic and family violence. And, you know, statistically, we know there's a lot of people in our community that would be experiencing that. So we want to be there and let people know what is domestic and family violence. What does that look like in our community in 2024? And we like to train the people that are going onto the front line, but I think the community also need knowledge around domestic and family violence, how that might be presenting in people with people that they know or in their workplace or in their community.
Exactly. And I know that Lifeline plays an integral role and supports so many people in distress. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if you have any idea of the amount of people who are caught up in this dreadful domestic and family mm-hmm. violence. Do you have any statistics on that?
The statistics are that one in three women in their lifetime, that's a lot. One in three women in their lifetime will live or experience abuse. Now, that won't always be in a family relationship in what we might call domestic and family violence. It may be in a shorter term relationship, but it's still one in three women. So, and also men can experience domestic and family violence as well, but a lot more women will. And what we know then is that that can be, statistically, there's you, me and one other person, and one of us will have had that experience. So we need to be really aware of it so that we can be supportive and helpful.
Indeed, indeed. And I think that I heard on the news yesterday that nationally 66 women this year have been lost, and that's just far too many.
Far too many, and that would be underreported. There'd be more than that, but that is the number that they can, you know, that is related to domestic and family violence deaths, and that's in Australia this year. So it's getting worse. That's worse than last year, and we haven't even finished the year yet. So that's why people like your Rotary Club and you at 2AFM, that's why our communities need to get together and have these conversations.
Yes, and it should be a big event with many many organisations along, so people can gather information to help raise awareness of this dreadful, insidious problem we have. And when someone first calls you at Lifeline, obviously you listen and you gather as much information as you can, and then I guess you would then advise where they could possibly go to get help, etc.
It's very interesting. In the training, we talk about this, and it's for anybody to work with too. When somebody does disclose that they might be living in domestic and family violence or give you ideas that they could be, what is really important is that you believe them.
Yes.
That's the first thing, because it's very hard. One, statistically, women will leave 7 to 8 times before they finally leave a relationship. But every time they attempt to tell somebody and it's not, and they're not believed, it takes them another, you know, I think it's 4 or 5 months before they'll reach out again. And I mean, again, that can change from one person to the other.
Of course.
But believe them and validate them. That is their experience. So if you were to do anything, that's what we would be doing on the line. Then we'd be referring them to organisations like 1800 Respect, who are the specialists in that field. The other thing that we tell them to do, which is really something that most people can do fairly easily, is contact their local GP, because our local GPs have lots of resources that they can refer people to in the area.
Or Di, well, look, we could probably talk all morning on this subject.
we don't
really want to, though, do we? We don't need to. That's right. So, Di, on the night of the 29th of November, we do have the National Day of Action and Community Rally, which is here at the corner of Bain and Cameron Streets. And the rally is on at 5:30 to 8 p.m. And you will be there, as well as many other people from different organisations. So it'll be a wonderful, wonderful event.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Christine. And I think it's applaud the community, your radio and the Rotary for bringing this, highlighting this really important topic.
Indeed.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Diane. It's a pleasure.
Okay.
Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
That was Di Bannister from Lifeline. And if you have any issues, please call 131114 and you will get someone on the line that will help you out.